I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. To you and I, amen. His word is already blessed. Amen. Mark 4:26, and he said, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. Come on, Brother Joe. We plant, but we don't know how all that operates, but we're just glad it does. I like to eat. Amen. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Amen. God's orderly word. So they asked Brother Wigglesworth. He quoted that scripture. Amen. First the blade. Amen. Then the ear. And then the full corn in the ear. The earth bring it forth of itself. Amen. And simply what's he saying? Amen. It's not me. He's saying what Paul said when he got to Ephesus and they having this fuss I'm a Paul and I'm of Apollos. And Paul said, I planted Apollos water, but God give it the increase. Amen. Oh, come on, Brother Joe. What's he saying? It's God. Amen. Overall, it's Him. Amen. So, and God has a plan. And if we will allow that plan to work in our life, amen, that process is built into the system. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. When God saves you and I, He birthed in us a new creature. Amen. That new creature don't have to be taught how to hear God. Amen. Doesn't have to be taught to do right. Come on. That new creature is what God loves. Amen. Is what God is. God ain't sent no devil to live in us. He sent that new creature, amen, that loves what He loves, hates what He hates. Amen. Glory to God. And will not go along with us if we deviate from the plan. Amen. That creates a little thing called conviction. Oh, thank God for conviction. Amen. That when we get out of line with God, that creature in God is putting us to say, I ain't going along with it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because He said the Holy Ghost, amen, and the Word of God ain't going along with it. Amen. So I ain't going along with it. I ain't going there. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, most people who fall out and get out of line, amen, they do that against God, trying to turn them back at every corner. Amen. Oh, what happens, Brother Joe? Pride, arrogance, amen. All of those things get built up. Amen. But I ain't there maybe to preach on all of that tonight. Amen. So I'll just look what Matthew said in 6 and 33. Amen. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. Notice he didn't have and is a conjunctive word, which means you can't have one without the other. It ties the two together. Amen. Kingdom of God. You can't have the kingdom of God. You can't seek it without seeking God's righteousness. Amen. And His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. What things? The things that he had talked about. Amen. About having clothes to wear and food to eat and the necessities of life, so-called. Amen. I know nowadays what we call necessities maybe in this modern world were not necessities in the days of Christ. Amen. But Paul said, I have learned, amen, having food, amen, and raiment, amen, just enough eat food to eat and a little clothes on my back to be there with content. I found whatsoever state that I'm in, whether I'm in prison prison, or whether I'm free, whatever it is, I have found out how to be content in Christ. Ah, that's a lot of learning. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. We'll learn how to do that. Amen. Let me just hurry. Amen. If we submit ourselves. Amen. Let me just look at James. It says, submit yourself therefore to God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Then he says something else. Amen. And he said, if you'll draw nigh unto God. Amen. God will draw nigh unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. So if we will submit ourselves therefore unto God. Amen. Then he said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. What are you saying? But I'm getting back into God's order here. Amen. There's an order. Amen. I cannot resist the devil until I have submitted myself unto God. Amen. If I will submit myself to God, amen, say, Lord, I'm responsible to you. I'm going to obey you. Amen. Then comes the authority from above. Amen. To stand up and tell that devil, amen, you take a walk, sir. Amen. Get thee behind me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I know we got a lot of folks that like to run around throwing that out in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, you can do that. You turn blue in the face unless we are submitted to that Jesus. Amen. We have no authority, amen, to command that devil in the name of Jesus. Come on with me. Amen. If I'm not under his authority, I have no authority. Amen, brother. I believe Brother Watchman Nee, or Neo T. Chung, whatever you want to call him, his Chinese name. Amen. They compiled a series of his sermons on spiritual authority. Amen. I'm telling you, we are dreadfully lacking in spiritual authority today because people will not come into the order of God. Therefore, they lack the courage to have spiritual authority. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Listen, if we will submit to God, amen, come into His order. Amen. I can tell you, out of that will come spiritual authority. Amen. What will it do, Brother Joe? Amen. It'll do what David done. Amen. When he's run across that branch. Amen. Run up that hill towards that giant on the other side. Amen. And he's cursed him. Am I a dog that you sent a lad out here to fight me? Amen. Mr. Goliath didn't know what was going on. I said, Mr. Goliath is in the dark. Amen. But he's soon to have some light on the issue. Amen. But it'll be the last that he has. Come on with me. David said, you come against me with a spirit of sword. But I don't come against you. Amen. With that, I come against you in the name and the authority of the God of Israel. Hallelujah. This day, this day, God's going to deliver you into my hands. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, I'm sure that got old Goliath's goat real good. Amen. I made him angry. Amen. But I'm telling you, God took a small pebble. Amen. From a sling of the lad. Amen. Drove it into the forehead. Amen. Or temple of that giant. Amen. And put his lights out forever. And David took the sword of that giant and took his own head off. Amen. Oh, what you talking about, Brother Joe? God's orderly work. I want to tell you, first the blade, then the ear. Amen. If we get things in order, amen, with God, amen, then God gets in the middle of that business. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, if God would have come back and old Brother Noah decided not to build the ark, ain't have been a lot of trouble. You hear me? Amen. But oh, God, amen, I found a man, amen, that said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Grace. What is grace, Brother Joe? It's a teaching us and denying ungodliness and worldly lust to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the coming of that great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall come with all of His glory. Woo! Hallelujah! I said, He shall come. I don't care what them lying, demon-possessed people say. I don't care about them folks who've decided they ain't going to be no rapture. Amen. Let them walk in their foolishness. Amen. I'm looking. Amen. Glory to God. Don't you go try to steal my hope. I have hope. But if Brother Paul said, if I had hope in this life only, I'd be of all men most miserable. Oh, but I got hope. I got hope on this side of the river. And I got hope on the other side. Amen. Well, glory. Listen, oh, what a God we serve. But seek ye first. Amen. There is an order. First, right up front, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these other things shall be added. Go back. Well, that's New Testament, Brother Joe, yes. Well, nothing in the new, not in the old. Let's go back to the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Hey, man, God said, if you'll walk in my statutes, keep my commandments. Oh, what's going to happen, Brother Joe? Hey, man, he said, I tell you what, the blessings will overtake you in the way. Hey, man, come on. Oh, I'll make you the head, not the tail. Hey, man, come on, Brother Joe. Oh, what does that mean? Just go ahead and do what God said. There's a lot of folks, they run around chasing blessings. Hey, man, they run around chasing, the outcome, rather than chasing the blesser. Hey, man, but it will follow this Christ. Amen. I heard him say, follow me. Amen. There's an order. First, follow me, and I will make you. Amen. In other words, I will, amen, create you into being a picture of men. Amen. But we don't need pictures of men today. Amen. We got a world that needs to be caught. I'm telling you, and brought into God's, amen, and captured into God's presence and into God's Word. Let me hurry. I got to know. We got to 1 John 5 and 7. Amen. Let me miss that. I submit yourself, therefore, to God, please resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Oh, listen, I've heard a lot of them folks. Amen. Come on, there's a lot of them like the seven sons of Sceva. Amen. Oh, we adjure you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preacheth. Amen. But the devil had some perception. Amen. They perceived that them folks there, amen, they got a hearsay salvation rather than a real one. Come on. He rose up, tore the clothes off of them boys, and run them off down the street. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, we got a lot of folks today going to mess with the devil. That's what's going to happen. Why, Brother Joe? Because they out of order with God. Amen. If we get in God's order, we got God's authority behind. God will. Listen, people say, oh, it's not by the way. They talk about the Word of God. I told a fellow one time, look here, I said, you can talk about that translations all you want to. I'm going to stick with the one that I'm sure it has been tried, tested, and proved. Amen. There's been a huge amount of revivals preached out of this old King James Bible. Amen. It has wrought revival after revival. It wrought great revival in the New Hebrides. Amen. Glory to God that lasted years and years and years. Amen. It brought revival. Amen. In the early 1700s in this country called the Great Awakening. Amen. It brought great revivals in the 1800s under Charles Grandison Finney. Amen. Preaching. Oh, it brought great revivals in Scotland. Amen. With a young man 29. 9 years of age. Amen. Named Matt Chain that died at 29. Amen. But God moved in mighty works. Amen. It brought great wonders in the hands of one named Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Amen. Oh, in the 1800s that left this world sad because men had tried to become more, amen, emotional than they had spiritual. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Oh, I'm telling you, get rooted and grounded in Him. Amen. And get in the order, God said. So let me draw nigh to God. God said, draw nigh to me. Brother Joe is firmly believing. And I started to say, well, I go about the translations. God said to me one time, many years ago, He said, I will back up what I said. I will not back up what somebody said that I said, that I did not say. Jeremiah's day. They put on the cloaks and they prophesied and puffed and huffed. And amen. Old Jeremiah comes out and mocks that crowd. Oh, amen. And God comes along, talks to Jeremiah and says these words. They say, yea, thus saith the Lord. But He said, as I live, I have not spoken. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. We got a huge amount of prophesying today. Amen. That's come out of some emotional response. Amen. Or somebody trying to, amen, impress somebody somewhere. Amen. Rather than God speaking. Woo! How you know the difference, Brother Joe? Amen. I want to tell you, if God speaks, amen, something's fixing to happen. You hear me? Either it's going to be a rejection and a response from God, amen, or there's going to be an acceptance and a response from God. One of the two. Amen. One way or the other, God's going to do something. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. I got to get going. John 5, 1 John 5 and 7. For there are the three. There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three agree, and there are three that bear witness in the earth. Amen. What it is it? Amen. The Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Amen. What have they agreed in, Brother Joe? The Word. Amen. Come on, they agree in one. They never said, nowhere can you find God ever leaves this. Amen. Yeah. I know people want to meddle with it. They want to play with it. They want to toy with it. Amen. I want to tell you, that Word don't need to be toyed with. It needs to be believed. Amen. It needs to be preached. It needs to be lived. Amen. Glory to God. And God has sent the Holy Ghost. Come on with me. I said, God has sent the Holy Ghost. Amen. One famous preacher had hell degrees from three seminaries. He said, I don't have a problem preaching. I know homiletics. I'm able to preach. I've been taught to preach. My problem is I got liver problems. Amen. He needs to get saved and get full of the Holy Ghost. Come on. Woo! Hallelujah! I want to tell you, if He dwells in you and I, amen, He will not lead us in unrighteousness. He will lead us in righteousness and truth and holiness. Amen! Well, glory! And when I say holiness, I ain't preaching some pharisaical conniving connection of men. I'm talking about God's very nature. Amen! Listen, there are three. Look at the order. Amen. There's three that record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Amen. And then they said there's three that bear witness in the earth. Amen. And I'm going to look at the order here. Amen. There's an order where the Word of God, amen, is preached. Amen. Come on. Let me just back up out of 1 John 1 and 7 and read this. Or just, amen. If we walk in the light, the revealed truth of God, the light. Amen. That God is light. What did it say? Amen. We have seen which we have handled the word of life. Amen. Come on. Amen. That God is light. And in Him there is no darkness at all. There's no place that's shady. There's no place that's murky. Amen. God said He's not the author of confusion. Amen. Oh, if there's any confusion, it's because somebody has got away from God. Somebody's got out of the light. Come on. If we walk in the light, 1 John, amen, 1 and 7, as He is in the light, we have what? Fellowship. Oh, got to be on the same boat to have fellowship, fellas said one time. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us. I love the King James. There's that wonderful, perfect present tense. While we're walking in the light, that blood is constantly cleansing. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Ain't nobody going to have the blood of Jesus that is not repentant and obedient toward God. You cannot have it. Amen. I'm telling you, God didn't put that, they didn't put the blood on the, amen, on the threshold of that floor for somebody to trample on. Amen. They put it on the doorpost and on the lintel of the door. Amen. So you can walk through it. That's a little thing called obedience, by the way. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. If we walk in the light, what you talking about, Brother Joe? God's order. If we walk in the light, you want to be pure. Amen. You want to be cleansed. Amen. You want to be filled. You want to be pulled. Amen. You want to be powerful. In God, you want the power of God. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship. And that fellowship, Paul said, is with God. Amen. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. There's a constant purging that is going on. Amen. Listen, if you and I live the Christian life, amen, and love God, amen. I know that, oh, God is love out here. But then they want to turn around and just tear that all to pieces. Amen. Listen, the Word of God, the great commandment is to love God. Thou shalt love the Lord. What's she preaching on? God's order again. Amen. Amen. What is the first and the great commandment? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, and with all thy might. And secondly, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Upon these two hang all the law and the prophets. Joe, the word of Jesus said, you can sum that up. Amen. Paul summed it up in the book of Romans by the Holy Ghost. He said that we love man, love his neighbor. He has fulfilled the law. Come on. If he loves his neighbor, he ain't trying to cheat him. He ain't trying to rob him. Amen. He ain't jealous of him. Amen. He's not envious of him. Amen. But he's praying for him. He's witnessing to him, and he's living right in front of him. Come on with me. Hallelujah. That's loving your neighbor. Amen. If he's in need and you have it, help him. Amen. Come on. Let me hurry. Where the Word of God is, amen, preached and received, it will bring about repentance. This Word of God, how come that? But let's just look at the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is it separates spirit right down to bone and marrow. I mean, it'll just cut us wide open. Amen. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, heart is not the blood pumper. That's your spirit. Amen. The heart of man is not what's pumping blood in the Bible reference. The heart is the place where is the spirit where you live at. Amen. No. Listen, there is a natural life and there is a spiritual life. And that spiritual life is more important than that natural life. Amen. Come on. And listen, that spiritual life affects the natural life. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Listen, so there in that very heart of that person. Amen. So that brings about, amen, an outpouring and a moving of God's Spirit. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. So if we're there, it brings about repentance, then with the God Word of God received. And if the repentance is had, something else is going to happen. What's that, Brother Joe? Amen. What David said in Psalms 51, purge me with hyssop. The blood's coming, my friend. Amen. Woo, the blood. It's his brother David talked about. There wasn't anything casual about Calvary. Anything casual about the blood of Jesus. Amen. It was come at a great price. Amen. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blow. That makes me white as snow. Makes me pure. Makes me clean. Makes me accepted in the beloved. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God! The blood of Jesus. Amen. So where repentance is had, the blood comes. There's an order. And then where the blood comes, listen, something else is going to come then. The Spirit of God can never come and indwell with us until the blood has come. There has to be, amen, what the Bible says. Amen. There has to be a covering. Amen. An atonement. Amen. Listen, God, how would you like to have a nice white robe and you're going to sit down in on dirty ground, muddy that thing up? No. God said, it's putting a covering on there. God ain't going to live in a defiled temple. He's going to live in one that's cleansed and has a covering. Brother David talked about it. He read out of Matthew this morning about the wedding garment not being owned by that man. Come on. Amen. God has given us a covering. Amen. Listen, without that covering, the Spirit of God cannot dwell in the spirit of man. Can't happen. Amen. That's why, listen, don't you believe them folks running around telling lies. Amen. That God dwell in the heart of somebody that's demon-possessed. Come on. I want to tell you, God, that God had the last devil thrown out of heaven, and he ain't going to allow nothing to move in nowhere where he's living at. Come on. Woo! No, sir. That's an impossibility. Amen. I remember many years ago that clown, it was at the Carpenter Church in that big tent. Amen. People flocking there, and he's got occultic tattoos on his arms. Amen. Got him after he said he got saved. Amen. Said he went to his seer. That's his prophet. Amen. That sounds like some of these modern-day prophets. They blinder than a hog. Amen. Somewhere. Amen. Listen. Amen. Said, oh, yeah, you got two devils left in you. Said he cast them out. I said, no, he didn't, man. You still got them, and you probably got a bunch more to go with them. That's why you mark yourself up. Amen. That's why you in the shape you in. That's why you drinking that alcohol at night and living with that woman that's not your wife. Amen. Come on. We need discernment. If we will follow this Lord and follow this book, The Christians used to be known as the people of the book. What that Word of God said was their limits, my friend. If that book said no, it was no. If that book said yes, it was yes. If it said go, it was go. If it said stay, it was stay. It still has to be that way. Ooh. Glory. Ooh. God. Hallelujah. Behold, my word is forever settled in heaven, saith the Lord. I have not sent it. Behold, is a contagion of confusion. But behold, that you might have light, that you might have revelation, saith the Lord, that you might have knowledge. Behold, and I declare to the children of Israel of old, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But because they had rejected knowledge, even as men reject knowledge in this hour, saith the Lord, behold, I will cause you to walk in revelation and light. Behold, saith the Lord, and sincerity. Behold, if thou wilt obey me, walk with me, and set forth as I have ordered you, I'll lead you. I'll cause you to have peace. Behold, I'll cause you to have rest in your soul, saith the Lord, and I'll cause you to prosper in my spirit whithersoever I send thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo. What kind of blessing is there in obeying God, Brother Joe? Amen. Look at that Old Testament. God said to the children of Israel, wherever you put the sole of your foot, I'll give it to you. Amen. That wasn't no bunch of folks running around lusting after land, lusting after power. They simply wanted what God wanted them to have. Come on. Amen. There's a difference. You know, if I had the gift of this, I'd do this and that and the other. I said, no, and you never will have it. Amen. Besides, men don't own the gifts. Amen. The gifts are dispersed by one agent of God called God the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's part of that triune Godhead. Amen. And we're just the vessel that He pours into. Amen. Glory to God. He's the administrator of the gifts. Hallelujah. And if we'll do what God said, whatever gift is needed, amen, whatever, amen, comes to hand, it'll be right there at the point of need. Woo. Amen to God. I know I got too much to preach again. I seem to have a bad habit. Amen. Listen, well then, the order of God's operation is ever the same. We have folks who are confused about revival. You know, they want the miracles to precede, amen, the conviction and the repentance. Come on, Brother Joe. No, the way it works is, amen, when take a look at Israel. If you want to find out what revival is, just look at the Old Testament. It is a clear definition. Amen. Israel strayed from God. God, then they get in trouble. God brings conviction to them. What do? Amen. Israel goes back where they left God. They get under conviction, and they go and repent before God. There has never been a true revival from God that hasn't begun with conviction for sin and repentance for that sin. Woo! My. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.